Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Obi back on the show. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition. He's also registered investment advisor and the owner and the managing member of Karma Ventures. He's been a certified planner for a few decades, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you back. You know, Doug, I know you've been tracking something that I've been focusing on, and I've been reporting on this quite a bit over the last couple of months, and that's the Great Britain's decision to leave the European Union, completely disconnect from them. They were already had not been using the euro. They kept their pound, but now they're discontinuing from the euro, and. You know, I feel like that there's going to be a lot of implications about this event for the global economy and maybe even geopolitics, including having an impact on how we do business here over time, over the next probably 5 years or so at least, here in the United States, out here, even out here on Main Street. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think Brexit vote was indicative of how people are feeling about the status quo in general all around the world, but it's especially being played out in Europe and to some degree here in the United States with the candidates we've had for presidents, especially Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the polling yesterday? There was a poll out yesterday on across a national poll, and the question was, one of the options was I don't remember exactly how it was, but it was something like, I'm sick of the way things have been going. We've got to really turn things around and do things a lot differently than we've been done before, or something like that. Major changes is what they were talking about, and it was like 80% of these people. Did you see that poll?
I did not see that.
It was ridiculous. It was so high. How people were saying we don't want to do things the way we've been doing them.
Well, people are extremely frustrated, and what's happened, especially with since 2008, 2009 crisis, and the bailout of banks, money has gone into assets and into the pockets really of the more wealthy.
Yep,
and
I call them the oligarchs.
Yeah, there you go, and unfortunately it has not filtered down to mainstream, and that's where I think we're headed. I think regardless of who gets elected, you're going to have a policy of monetizing our debt in essence, borrowing money for infrastructure projects that get into the pockets of individuals throughout the country. And the Federal Reserve will simply print that money.
They've already been doing it. They've been doing that.
They've been doing it, but it's only been going to the banks.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. That's exactly right. No, I wrote an essay about this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, I mean, Ben Bernanke talked about, I think way back in 2010 when all the quantitative easing wasn't really working as much as he had hoped. And he's saying, we have so many different arrows in our quiver, and one of them being helicopter money.
Right.
We literally drop money, from helicopters.
But that's desperation, though, Doug.
It is desperation, but it's coming.
Yeah,
right?
you may be right. Well, I'll tell you, in my essay, I concluded with a prediction that we were headed for a revolution. And I wasn't talking about guns in the street revolution. I was talking about what we're at the voting booth, and we're starting to, as you say, that revolution is here in the United States, and it's part of what happened in England, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that shocked the British elite.
Yep.
Literally shocked them. And the Euro elites as well.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some shocks here in the United States, too.
Well, if that's the case, then Donald Trump is going to be our next president,
yeah.
assuming the conventions go as expected.
Yeah.
Because Hillary is absolutely just status quo.
Yeah. No. She's that's exactly right. And of course, don't ever underestimate the ability of Republicans to shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, they're absolutely professionals.
Absolutely.
Professionals at that. So, no, I agree with you. We all need to watch this, folks, because this, all of this that we're talking about is having implications on our businesses. In some fashion or another, subtly or not subtly. So you got to pay attention to these factors. Quick break, 22. Right back with Doug Obey. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.